Our Father in heaven, we thank you for these wonderful songs which convey wonderful truth. And we ask now that you further impress this truth upon our heart as we reflect upon your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Service began with glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. There is an astounding truth conveyed in this text. Jesus brings us peace. You know, I think few things are as self-evident as our need for peace. In general, we are a restless and distracted generation. We are a people that struggle with the nature of our identity and self-doubt. We shoot to achieve and accomplish, but satisfaction eludes us. We are so comfortable. Look at our heated homes with full closets and cabinets, yet we are not content. We are stable. We have decent incomes and decent health, yet so often we feel anxious and uneasy. For many, life looks fine on the outside. Functioning continues. But there is an unsettledness about us. Some inner harmony is missing. There is some deep down disquietedness that pervades our lives. Friends, we are not at peace in our hearts. Further, we are not at peace in our homes. Do you have peace in your family right now? Was it an easy time to get here on time? Are you at peace with your spouse? With your ex? Your kids? Your friends? When was the last time you asked for forgiveness? Maybe better to ask, when was the last time you needed to ask for forgiveness but didn't? Is there a rift between someone close to you that you're painfully aware of this time of year particularly? How about family gatherings? Is there one you're avoiding this year? Or one you're approaching with tremendous care because of relational complications that could erupt at any moment? We are not at peace in our homes. And does it even need to be said we are not at peace in the world? Western intelligence and defense estimates suggest over 250,000 Russian and Ukrainian soldiers have been killed since Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine in February of 2022. Did you know that just this past week, China recently loaded over 100 intercontinental ballistic missiles into new silo fields, indicating a significant acceleration of China's nuclear force development? What a mess! Individually, globally, we're a mess. Why is this? You know, of all the possible answers, Christianity's is the simplest and the best. At root, it is because we have rebelled against our Creator God. Listen, God made us to live at peace with Him. And He made us to live at peace with one another. But we have broken His law, and as a result, our relationship with Him is fractured. Peace between us and God is broken. And when peace between God and man is broken, friends, there is no peace. Our hearts are not right because we're not right with Him. Our homes are not right because we're not right with Him. And of course, it makes sense that the world is not right, because what is the world but just the combination of all of us not being right with our Creator? But Christianity doesn't just have the best answer as to the why of no peace. Christianity has the solution, and His name is Jesus. This is why the angels sang. Because this baby is going to save His people from their sins. He is going to repair the peace that has been broken between God and man, and he will do that by obeying God in our place, by dying for our rebellion in our place, and by rising again. It is Jesus, and Jesus alone, who reconciles us to God. Colossians says this, "You who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in the body of his flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him." Friend, your heart, your disquieted and restless heart, is made right with God through Jesus and Jesus alone. Jesus brings us peace with God. Jesus also brings us peace with one another. You can oftentimes tell when someone's heart has been reconciled to God. You know how? Their relationships with others become better. Just like our broken relationship with God leads to broken relationships with others, our right relationship with God leads to better relationships with others. Vertical peace leads to horizontal peace. Now, it must be said, it's not a perfect peace. You can ask my wife. But one day it will be. One day Jesus will bring a perfect peace that, friends, will encompass not only our relationships, but the whole world. When Jesus returns, he will usher in a new era, a new heavens and a new earth filled with peace and righteousness and joy. And this kingdom will never pass away. It will never fade. It has no trace or stain of sin. Everything in this kingdom will be fully right. And it's all because Jesus came, died, and rose again. But the most important question for some of you tonight is, who enjoys this peace? Listen to the heavenly host again. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." I wonder if you notice the detail. There is peace among those with whom he is pleased. The bad news is that on your own, just as you are, he is not pleased with you. This is a blow to our pride. This is a blow to our estimation of ourselves. But it's true. The Bible describes us as alienated from God, as hostile to him, as enemies, as dead in sin. This is why we are not at peace, and we have to face it. But the good news is that there is someone with whom God is perfectly pleased, and it's Jesus. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," Matthew 3:17. And here is the shocking message of the Bible. If you will turn from your sin and trust in Jesus, then what happens is that God's pleasure in his Son becomes God's pleasure in you. All who trust in Christ are spiritually joined to Christ, and God is pleased with them as much as he is pleased with him. And it's not because of anything you have done. It is because of what he has done. And this is why Christmas is sweet. This is why we sing and celebrate. Christian, I want to remind you tonight that you have peace. I don't know if you feel at peace tonight, but objectively, you are at peace tonight. The pleasure of the God of the universe is upon you through faith in Jesus Christ. Get a load of that. He loves you because he loves his Son. and non-Christian, I want you to know that this peace is offered to you. I don't know if you feel at peace tonight, but objectively, you are not at peace. But God offers you his peace. He offers you his Son. He sent his Son in order to reconcile sinners like yourself. The question is, will you receive him? Will you admit your folly? And will you believe upon him for forgiveness and eternal life? I pray you would. Let's pray. Oh God, we thank you for this child. Light of light, very God of very God, who for us and our salvation became a man, was crucified, buried, and risen, and will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Amen.